season. What did that mean for you in terms of getting a comfort level?
You know, it was a big deal for me. I think, you know, coming in off my season in college and four-year career, I had, you know, a great experience there. And, you know, I was ready for the next level. And, you know, the Jets combined with the Ice Caps gave me a great opportunity and, you know, set me up to succeed. And, you know, I went in there and I thought I played pretty good. And it was just a great experience overall being with the guys and everything.
So how does that affect your goals and your motivation over the course of the summer? What are you looking to do now?
You know what, I think it's pretty much the same all the time. You know, you just try to get better every day. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to know that you gave it all you got. And, you know, going to training camp, I just want to be able to, you know, be in as good a shape as I can to be able to bring my game and, you know, be able to compete and be able to play at this level and, you know, turn some heads and show that I'm a good player and, you know, that they signed me for a reason.
There's a feeling sometimes that players coming out of college, because they're a little bit older, have to prove themselves a little bit sooner. Do you feel any pressure along those lines?
You know what, I don't know if it's, I think the pressure might be all the same. You know, if you're younger, maybe they give you a little bit more leeway, but, you know, then you think of it that I played 4 years of college hockey against older guys and older competition that, you know, a lot of them have gone in and played right in the NHL, and, you know, that's a boost for all the guys that are in college that, you know, see the Matt Gilroys of the world or Teddy Purcell or all those guys that have made it on their own. And, you know, it's a big deal for us, and it just, you know, gives you that extra motivation to work extra hard and, you know, just because you want that shot and you want the opportunity.
What are the strengths of your game?
You know, I'm a puck-moving defenseman. You know, I know that, you know, it's not so many in the league that, you know, move the puck. And, you know, obviously guys move the puck, but, you know, there's always need for one on a team. And, you know, I think I bring that. I see the ice really well. You know, I want to make players better. I want to get the puck to the forwards where they can have speed and be able to get in the rush. And, you know, I can make a good play at the blue line and get my shots through and just get my tempo going and get into the game and try to bring it every night.
Have you had a chance to talk with Charlie Huddy at all about things? He's obviously a very experienced veteran when it comes to grooming defensemen.
Right, I haven't. You know, he's been around, but, you know, like, I'm a new guy around here, so I'm not trying to poke my head around too many places, but hopefully around along the week I could get a chance to talk with him because, like you said, really experienced and grooming the young guys.
How do you find the transition, college first of all to St. John's and now going forward?
You know, it's obviously a much bigger and faster game. Everybody's a good player, top to bottom. There are no weak links in any lineup. The goaltending's tremendous. And I think the support is great. You know, the players are smart, so they support you really well, and you have a lot of options. You know, you got to get the puck and settle the puck in order to make plays, but when you get the puck and you can settle it, then the guys come to you, support the puck. But, you know, on the contrary, there are a lot of guys that are right on you because they're big and strong to defend you.